Exclusive: Representative Mo Brooks blasts Biden for weakness over Iran, empowering terrorists. By Joshua Klein on November 1, 2021. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, along with Republican colleagues, blasted President Joe Biden and his administration for displaying weakness in dealing with Iran, having inexplicably removed sanctions from Iranian missile producers, and for empowering terrorists, in a letter addressing the president provided to Breitbart News ahead of its release. Writing out of concern over the Biden administration's recent decision to relieve sanctions against two Iranian missile producers accused of providing support to Iran's ballistic missile program, Rep. Brooks's letter calls to reject Iran's request for $10 billion in sanctions relief as a precondition to any resumption of nuclear talks while urging against a return to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. After the Trump administration rightfully withdrew the U.S. from the Obama-negotiated deal, imposing nearly 1,500 sanctions to ensure maximum pressure on Iran, the letter calls out the current administration for having inexplicably removed sanctions from those missile producers last month. It also blasts the administration's silence over Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian's recent message to U.S. officials demanding billions in energy assets be unblocked in a quid pro quo for a resumption of nuclear talks. Your silence on this matter, coupled with the recent financial relief you granted to Iranian missile producers, Mammoet Industries and Mammoet Diesel, lead us to believe you are considering granting further financial relief to Iran, the letter reads. This is a grave mistake. Describing radical Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, who recently won an election deemed unfair by many observers, as uninterested in even faking acceptable behaviors, the letter warns that lifting any such sanctions would empower those designated as participants in illegal and terrorist activity. It concludes by calling on President Biden to maintain a maximum pressure campaign against Iran while disavowing further relief of any other sanctions. Iran has proven it cannot be trusted, it states. Providing Iran with the financial relief they request will put the United States in a position of weakness for future negotiations, permit Iran to continue their nuclear conventional buildup, and line the pockets of extremists. Co-signers of the letter include Republican Reps. Scott Perry, PA, Mary Miller, EEL, Barry Moore, AL, and Bob Good, VA. In a statement to Breitbart News, Rep. Brooks deemed the 2015 nuclear deal a complete disaster that allowed Iran to continue their efforts in pursuing nuclear weapons while getting paid billions of American tax dollars to do it. He also described President Biden seeking to reverse former President Trump's effective maximum pressure campaign and negotiate with the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, hoping that payouts and bribes will bring them to the table to act in good faith is laughable. Those pulling the strings of the Biden presidency are desperately trying to salvage Obama's legacy, he said. The Senate should not confirm another State Department nominee until they secure a commitment from the Biden administration to halt these negotiations before they do more harm to America's national security, he added. The letter comes as a recent pledge by President Biden, alongside European powers, to not repeat the walkout on the nuclear agreement by his predecessor, appears to indicate the U.S. is seeking to create a more positive atmosphere ahead of resuming talks with the Islamic Republic. The president also welcomed lifting sanctions on Saturday as part of a diplomatic effort to prevent Iran from attaining nuclear weapons, in the event that Iran changes course. Executive Director of Iranian Americans for Liberty Brian Leib expressed approval of the efforts to call out the president over the matter, in a statement to Breitbart News in response to the letter. We applaud Rep. Brooks and his House colleagues for calling out President Biden regarding the recent sanctions relief provided to two Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps-affiliated companies, he said. The time is now for this administration to get tough on the Iranian regime before they obtain a nuclear weapon and deliver on their promise of death to America, death to Israel, he added. Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism worldwide, claims its nuclear program is for energy purposes. But world leaders, including the six nations that joined the 2015 deal to limit Iran's nuclear weapons capacity, say enriching uranium may lead to Iran's ability to quickly create a nuclear weapon. The Obama-led nuclear deal, deemed fatally flawed and highly one-sided by many, and from which President Donald Trump withdrew in 2018, delineates an enrichment limit of 3.67%. Iran has been accused of violating the agreement, with Tehran having since produced 10 kilograms of uranium enriched to near 60%, according to a September report by the Institute for Science and International Security, a U.S.-based think tank. With an eye on nuclear weapons and through support for terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah, Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and the Houthis in Yemen, Iran continues to be a growing global threat to the interests of many countries. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.